is fine and dandy for the prudish namby-pamby if we're all the same. All right, you're listening to You, Me, Them, Everybody. My name is Brandon Weatherby, and I am with my friend Kevin McGuire.
Hi.
I have known Kevin for how long now? How long have I known you?
That seems like a couple of years. I don't know exactly.
A couple of years. I met you through the Hungry Brain.
Yeah.
The establishment that I work that has been mentioned on here before. It's a bar.
Yes, it's a bar.
It's a bar in the Roscoe Village neighborhood of Chicago. And when you were going there frequently, when did you start going there frequently?
I remember exactly when I started going there frequently.
Please expound.
Yeah, I had just recently broken up with my girlfriend. I wasn't accustomed to going out to drink. I always stayed in.
Okay.
And I was...
When was this? It's October, end of October 2008.
It would have been beginning of 2006, okay. End of 2005.
So almost 3 years.
Yeah, that sounds right.
And that's right when I started working there?
Is it?
That is, I started there, I think I want to say, no, that's wrong. I started there in the fall of 05.
All right.
I think, whatever.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway.
No, the winter of 04, whatever.
Yeah.
The point being is I've known you for 3 years now, roughly.
Yeah, thereabouts.
Who brought you there?
I remember getting brought there. It wasn't the first time I was there. That's when I started frequenting there. I went there to go see Chris Connolly play.
Chris Connolly, the famous industrial musician.
Yeah.
What was he in? He was in Pill for sure. The Johnny Rotten Part 2 project.
The Revolting Cox
Ministry.
Revolting Cox and Ministry are basically the same band.
Yeah.
But I mean, whatever. I have some friends that are into that kind of music.
Okay.
And that's why I was brought there. I like Chris Connolly a lot. I don't particularly like industrial music, but whatever.
Kevin is currently looking at the computer screen. I think you're... Are you trying to make sure your voice is like...
No,
the right
I'm just kind of looking at the flashing lights.
I'm going to move it away from
Sorry.
You so you can't... No, don't apologize. You've done nothing wrong. I just don't want you to be paranoid about anything here. So I'm going to move my drink. You're going to move... You don't have to move your drink because it's not next to mine. Kevin and my wonderful girlfriend were at a fundraising event tonight for... What was her name?
I don't recall.
Don't worry about it. She's a Democrat. She's running for state Senate.
It was Congress.
She's going to be a state rep.
Something or other.
She's going to be a state rep for the great state of Illinois.
Yeah. DuPage County, I think.
I think it's DuPage County.
Yes.
And she's running against a guy with a lot of money.
Yeah.
And you support her. I support her. Kelsey supports her. Yeah. Our friend works for her.
Right.
So you and Kelsey went to this event.
Yeah. I kind of just went to have something to do. But,
yeah.
It was mostly... you know, ostensibly, I think, sort of like a networking kind of a thing. Like, I had been talking to Kelsey recently because I am unemployed.
You don't got to be proud of that.
I'm just saying because I haven't had a whole lot to do lately.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it might be a good opportunity to meet people, perhaps, and, you know, maybe do some volunteering or something like that.
Okay.
Because I'm looking for stuff to do.
Why are you unemployed? You are a college-educated man.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And what happened?
I got laid off.
You got laid off. But you are probably the only person I know that has been directly affected by the current recession.
Yeah.
Like, blatantly affected.
Well, there's a lot of reasons, I think, for that. I worked at an advertising agency that did a lot of work with real estate.
Mm-hmm.
And that, of course, is...
So the housing boom was bad for you.
Yeah. So I was laid off for lack of work, but I actually think I was laid off because I rolled my eyes at a meeting.
Okay.
But whatever, that's just my personal theory.
So wait, you worked in real estate, but you didn't sell anything personally.
No, we did marketing for real estate companies.
Okay, but either way, no matter what, somebody was going to get laid off.
Yeah, probably.
So you weren't fired.
No, I was not fired.
So... Yeah, you might have rolled your eyes, or you did, like you just said.
I think it might have helped them decide who.
Okay. But either way, it wasn't really your fault.
No. They said that my quality of work was fine.
That's good. That's good to know. What were you were working? So you were working on computers, obviously.
Yeah.
And you were a graphic designer?
Yeah. I am a graphic designer, but that's not really what I was doing.
What were you doing?
I was what you would call a production artist.
I don't know what that means.
Somebody designs it, usually the art director mm-hmm. or one of the, you know, the creative director or the art director. And I basically just did all the grunt work.
What is the grunt work for?
Well, okay, so the art director or the creative director would design the look of a website.
Okay.
And they only do like one page.
Okay.
And I have to take that and make all the different pages.
So I design a car and I've given you my model, and now you have to make 50,000 of the cars.
Pretty much.
Got
yes.
it. So you were like guy two on the assembly line.
Something like that.
You were not happy at your job?
You know, when I started out there, I was, because it was the job I had right before that was working at Kinko's.
Yeah.
So it was a big step up, but as I got more confident and knew what I was doing, I mm-hmm. kind of wish things were different. I wish I had more of a creative hand in a lot of the stuff.
Yeah. And you
partially.
Why, though? Just to be more satisfied as an artist, or just to have less monotony at work? Or
Yeah, all of that. But mostly it would be like I would see the websites that the art director would make, and I would think they were kind of terrible.
Okay.
So I felt I had better ideas. I could do a better job.
Just didn't work out?
Not really.
Well, you recently had a potential another... Do you not want to?
No, that's fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
You recently had another potential graphic designing
yeah.
type of job, but you didn't want to do it anymore.
That's right.
You're going through, I don't know, not a crisis, but...
I'm trying to figure out what I want to do with my life.
You're kind of living like a college freshman right now.
Actually, yeah, that sounds about right.
And that's not a bad thing. It's not a good thing. It's just a thing.
Yeah, I didn't really do that the first time around, so...
Yeah, so...
I suppose now.
You don't... And you... So, what was this, 2-3 weeks ago?
Oh, God.
I was bartending the night you were like, this is not for me.
Yeah, I don't know. A month ago, something like
about
that.
About a month ago. But why is it not for you?
Well, there are a couple of reasons.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to, with my graphic design abilities,
okay.
Use them for good rather than evil, basically.
And you okay, so what is good in graphic design?
I would like to use them for say, somebody that I think that what they're trying to sell, or you know, maybe that's a product, or maybe it's ideas,
mm-hmm.
whatever they're trying to sell, something that I think personally is good. It's not like... I remember a lot of people back when I was in school would talk about how they would never, ever do any work for cigarette companies,
mm-hmm.
and they wore that as a badge of honor.
Okay.
You know, I, of course, smoke, so I wouldn't care, but... It's similar. Like, if somebody... I would never do a website for, like, John McCain.
Okay.
Right. And similarly, I think I'm kind of an anarchist. You
okay.
know, I'm anti-capitalism, stuff like that.
But
so
you know you're in graphic design, right?
There's the paradox.
Okay.
I probably shouldn't have gone into it.
But you didn't go into this in college.
No, I did. I was...
You were a graphic design... You were... What was your minor?
I did not have one. I had two majors.
What were your majors?
Graphic design.
Oh, okay. I thought you just picked up graphic design.
No. I picked up web page design.
Oh, okay.
That was just something I did as a hobby. But no, I double majored graphic design and philosophy.
So one was finances and one was philosophy, literally.
Yeah, basically.
Why philosophy?
I've always been interested in it.
Why?
Like, I don't know. I just... There would be a lot of times I would have, like, late night conversations with friends, and it would always go to, you know... does God exist? And we would try to talk about it in an educated way,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I really enjoyed talking like that with people. So I thought, why not see what they do professionally?
And what do they do professionally besides teach?
They write a bunch of really stupid papers about tiny topics.
Well, I thought it was 3 months ago, like
yeah.
right when you got laid off,
yeah.
when you were like, all right, the world is your oyster.
Yeah.
Let's take advantage of this. You had an idea for a book.
I don't remember what you're talking about.
It was
about.
A philosophy book.
Okay.
It was about comedy.
Oh, right.
See?
Sure, yeah, okay.
What's going on? You want to tell people what this
sure.
is about or no?
Basically, ahead. My idea was that the modern-day philosophers, in the sense of like Socrates,
mm-hmm.
all those old-school people, they're not the philosophers of today, because the people that do philosophy today are bullshit, but it's stand-up comedians that are doing the
okay.
real philosophy.
Give me
today.
A few examples.
Chris Rock is a great example.
Okay.
He's my favorite example. He gets up there and he talks about a lot of political things, race issues
mm-hmm.
and married life, you know, a lot of these things, and he says stuff, and a lot of times, a lot of stand-up comedians will say something that really goes against traditional wisdom. Like,
okay.
you know, the whole classic Chris Rock thing, the black people versus niggers, right?
Okay.
That's really on PC. You're not supposed to talk about that kind of
okay.
stuff.
Okay.
But he goes and he talks about it. And when people hear that, they're not used to talking about that kind of thing, so it makes them nervous or something, and they laugh. And I think that that sort of moment when you hear something that you're not supposed to talk about and somebody's actually discussing it,
uh-huh.
that is... like a really important philosophical issue.
So like the Louis C.K.'s, the Chris Rock's, formerly the Richard Pryor's, the George
sure.
Carlin.
Yeah,
you
George Carlin definitely is a big one.
Why not? And okay, so your idea of a book was to essentially put Socrates and that era of philosophy into modern day, but with Chris Rock and other a sort of comedian.
Yeah, like, I mean, because definitely Socrates talked a lot about the issues of the day. Like, fortunately, a lot of the examples escape me right now, but he would talk about things that would relate to people. Mm-hmm. And Chris Rock's talking about topical things. He talks about, like, the Million Man March and, you know, Marion Barry, stuff like that. That applies to people. And I think if Socrates were around today, he'd be talking about that kind
okay,
of stuff.
Well, now your book, your potential book.
Sure.
What have you done about it?
I've done absolutely nothing.
Why not?
I don't know.
No, no, you do know. Do you just not think about it, or are you not that passionate
only,
about it?
I only think about it every once in a while. Like, for example, you mentioned it to me, mm-hmm. and I know that I had some idea, but
we talked about it for like 2 hours.
Did I really?
We were at the bar late.
Okay.
But yeah, we talked about this for like 2 hours, and we came up with like 30 examples and yeah. potential chapters. Like, we talked for like an hour about how you could include The Office and how that
sure.
type of philosophy is, that's really like the closest to a mirror to society you can have, and blah, blah, blah.
Right.
Well, do something, my friend.
That's totally, yeah, you're right. I mean, it's me that's not doing it.
Well, why do you think that you're not doing it? Do you just feel like you're in a funk? Do you not care about it that much?
Ultimately, there's a couple of things. I don't feel like I could do it as well as somebody else,
say. But that's not the point.
Sure, but okay. I mean, that's definitely a lot of why I don't do it.
Okay.
So I know that that's probably wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I probably could do it. But I start to think that way, whatever. And for one, I don't really know how important it would be.
Yeah, but to be fair, you were a philosophy major.
Right, but that's...
And you knew going in, like, this is not necessarily, quote-unquote, important to society.
Right. Well, that's a lot of why I didn't continue in that vein. It's why I haven't gone to grad school.
Uh-huh.
Because it's largely irrelevant to the world at large.
Well, that's not necessarily true. You're saying you didn't go to
Modern
grad school for
stuff.
Philosophy.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
But if you went to grad school for design, graphic design...
You know, that's different. But it just, I guess academia in general.
You're not into it right now.
I thought I wanted to be for a while, but I recently have sort of decided, again, because I've been unemployed, I've been thinking about what I want to do, and I had considered grad school.
Okay.
I don't think it's what I want to do with my life, because it doesn't really matter to the average person. I want to do something important.
You want to help the average person.
Yeah, kind of.
What is a job that you think you could, or what is something you can do that would help the average person?
Well, with the web design, I think that sort of fulfilled that desire inside of me in a way, because, I mean, everybody, not everybody, of course, but anybody can go to a web page.
That's true.
So if you make a good one,
uh-huh.
and you make it easy for people to get access to information, then you're doing, you know, that helps people, and,
uh-huh.
yeah.
But you don't want to do that anymore.
I want to do it for... I would love
you
to
would
do it
still
for something
like
good.
To do graphic design or
yeah.
web design, stuff like that.
Yeah, but I don't want to just do it for anything. I would like to do it for somebody that
give me
I
an
feel,
example of something you would want to do. You just said what you wouldn't.
Right. You know, your girlfriend Kelsey.
Yes.
Right. I mean, I've had various talks with her at times, but she works for a nonprofit organization. Whatever. You know,
something like that.
Yeah, that because. A lot of times those people don't have a lot of money
yeah,
to spend.
They don't.
Yeah. Yeah. To spend on things like design. And I would like to do that kind of thing because I feel something that's, you know, your brochure, your website, mm-hmm. if it's well designed, more people pay attention to what you're doing.
Okay.
You know?
Well, what are you actively pursuing for that? Or are you?
Well, you know, I look at jobs online. You know, I try to see if
anybody... So you're just consistently looking.
I am definitely looking.
Okay.
I've had a couple of, you know, interviews, and that one job that I did have,
mm-hmm.
I decided to quit it. I worked there for 2 days. I was hired full-time.
Yeah.
And that was when I had my crisis.
Yeah.
Decided I didn't want to do that.
Yes.
Because it's basically like I was in a meeting once, and it was the most...
The meeting at the place you were at for
right.
3 days?
I was there for 2 days. I was in a meeting with the owner of the company, and I just had a really bad feeling from the way he was talking about what we're going to do. He just... I didn't
Not
feel good
thing.
About it. Yeah. And yeah. I was just like, I don't want to do this anymore. I want to do something where I believe in it, and the person that I'm doing it for,
uh-huh.
you know, trusts me.
Okay.
You know? It's like, I don't want to just be, you know, told what to do. I want to have a hand in it. Because
yes.
I'm more than just, you know, a Photoshop monkey.
Do you feel like you could be a Photoshop monkey if you had external things out of work?
Yeah, probably.
Outside of work. Like, for example, you wanted to start a band for
yeah.
a long time.
Yeah. You know, that's something that I would like to do too.
Why don't you?
Well, it's really hard. I will say that.
Would you want to play solo shows?
Not so much. I might. I don't feel like that would be what I would want to do right now.
What do you want to do right now?
I would like to, I think a band is a really, well, for one, it's a band. It's more than one person,
yes,
as opposed to a solo show. I'm not so confident in my abilities as like a guitar player, or a singer.
Well, but you'd love someone like, say, David Byrne.
Yeah.
Who is not the most technically proficient guitarist, and
no,
some would argue does not have a good singing voice.
Well, that, yeah, I understand it's a matter of opinion, but that's, you know, and like the Ramones is a classic example.
There
like
you go.
They were, you know, but they're great. So, I mean, I certainly understand these things, but I do at least feel like I need to have at least one other person on board with me.
Why?
Again, probably afraid.
Okay, that's fair. That's,
you know,
completely fair.
Yeah.
Well, when you moved here, you did not move here alone either.
That's true.
You are from Michigan.
Yeah.
And you moved here with, like you said, your ex-girlfriend.
Yeah.
What year was that?
2003? Yeah. Near the end of that, yeah.
So you've been here for like 5 years now.
Yeah.
Are you glad you moved?
Yeah. Yeah, I am glad that I moved.
Are you thinking about that you maybe shouldn't have?
No, I'm not thinking that I shouldn't have. I'm just, you know, thinking about when I moved here, I had all these thoughts in my head.
Yeah.
Being with this girl, you know.
Yeah.
And now... that's over.
Yeah.
And I'm still heartbroken about it, of course.
Well, that's no good.
No, it's no good.
How are we going to get you over that?
I have no
idea.
Is
that where the hungry brain so much drink with me?
That's how it started.
Well, that's because you're a philosophy major.
Yeah.
And do you think that philosophy majors are inherently more depressed than the average person?
Or do you think they learn
to be depressed because they're philosophy
no,
majors?
No, I think that they... I wouldn't necessarily say depressed. I would definitely say, though, that they seem to have more mental problems in general.
Do you think they take themselves too seriously?
No, not necessarily.
Okay.
Some do, definitely.
Okay.
But not all of them.
You said that was the best job you ever had was working in the philosophy department?
I worked as a student in the philosophy and religion department.
Why was it so great?
Well, for one,
But by the way, this is at what school?
Central Michigan University.
Which is in the great city of...
Mount Pleasant.
That's not a city. The great place of Mount Pleasant. Okay.
Mount Pleasant, Michigan. That's where I grew up.
On the hand, because everyone does the hand.
Yeah.
I have my hand up. Where would it be?
Almost exactly in the middle, right there.
The middle.
It's 20 miles away from the geographic center, so it's pretty close.
So it's really hard for you to get the hell out of there, really.
Yeah, yeah. It's farthest away from
everything. You're not close to Canada or Detroit.
No.
Or Chicago.
No.
That's fun.
Yeah.
Okay, so you were there for five years.
Yeah, I worked there. Well, I went to school for 5 years.
Okay.
Mainly because I spent 1 year in Japan. Whatever. You know, that's another story. So I was there from 98 to 2003.
Okay.
Anyway, I liked the job a lot because, for one, I felt like my boss, the department secretary, had a lot of confidence in me.
Okay.
That was really good. I liked that. I like working for people that trust me. I like feeling trusted. A lot of times I don't with my jobs. but also, you know, I was around the professors a lot.
Do you think that the only reason you said you liked it is because you are respected?
That's not it. You just glossed over the last part.
Because you're around professors a lot.
That was they're about equal.
You can be in any atmosphere with relatively intelligent people.
Yeah.
And enjoy it so much as they respect you.
I think so.
So that's, you didn't think that the last job.
No, I didn't feel respected at all.
Why is that?
Well, I remember spending a lot of time talking to my bosses saying, I don't think this is a good idea.
Okay.
And they would be like, well, you know, we just have to do it this way. That's what the client wants. So.
Well, yeah.
Fuck them. It's bullshit.
Well, maybe it's that's not necessarily bullshit, though. I mean, they're getting paid to do exactly that.
But they're the person is paying us for our expertise.
Yeah, but I'm paying Burger King, but I fucking get it my way every time. You see what I mean?
I do see what you mean. But the thing is, it's like you're supposed to hammer that stuff out in your initial meetings, right?
Okay.
Be like, I want my website to do this.
Yeah.
And that's supposed to be set, right?
Okay.
And the people that are in those meetings don't know shit. So unfortunately, it comes time to actually make the webpage, you're like, this can't be done, or this is a really bad idea.
Yeah.
It's too late already.
So?
That's just the way the business is set up. And it's really frustrating because I see the way the webpage is, and then I see it in my head how it should be.
So,
and I'm powerless to change that.
Okay, then my question is, why do you care so much?
Well, I would like to make something good. I don't want to just put out shit.
That's fine, but why not make something good on your own again?
Well, here's a lot of it. Okay.
Okay,
I'm listening. Talked about this before.
We have talked about it, and we have yet to come to an agreement.
I feel like a lot of... Okay, starting a band or writing a book, right?
Yeah.
because it's all for myself, essentially. Because who's going to really buy my book? I'm sure I could probably write it and maybe go out there and push it and eventually get some money or whatever. If I start a band, I'm going to be playing to like two people.
Okay.
Right? Whatever. It might work out later, but at the beginning at least, it would just be for me.
Okay.
And
so?
Well, you know, it's just
okay,
it's
but
hard
your
to want to do
your
it.
Favorite artists, your favorite for directors, yeah. bands, whatever. It's obvious that they're doing it for themselves.
Right. No, it is.
Therefore, how is this any different?
Well, I don't know. It's like I feel kind of like, you know, I'm not that important.
So, okay, why do you feel not that important? Is that because you're a philosophy major?
Probably,
and,
yeah.
And you're an ant.
Yes.
Or we don't really exist and you listen to David Byrne and the Talking Heads so much.
I don't know. It's just hard to get motivated to do something if,
well, of course, that's
if you're the only person that cares about
it. But how could anybody else care about it until you do it?
I don't know. I talk about shit a lot.
Well, once again, so what?
Well, I don't know. It's hard.
Yeah, well, everything is hard, my friend.
I know.
Well, if you know, why aren't you doing something about it?
I'm trying.
Well, how are you trying?
Well, I have this to-do list, okay?
Okay, you have a to-do list. That's good. That's good.
Yes.
Okay.
And on there are things like, because, like I said, I had thought about grad school. I've ultimately decided not to go to grad school.
Okay.
But on my list is a list of schools that I want to apply to, list of professors I need to get letters of recommendation, whatever. I wrote down all of these things because I need to get them done. Also on this list is write songs, make a font, you know,
okay,
whatever, these things that I've been wanting to do.
So that's a good step in the right direction.
It is. And I really do just need to do this shit and not care if anybody else cares.
So what? This is the perfect time. You've been given the gift of unemployment.
Yes, getting sort of like a state subsidy of sorts.
Exactly. This is your grant money, essentially.
Yeah, kind of.
So why aren't you taking advantage of it?
I don't know, honestly.
Do you think that you're getting it too good right now in a weird way? That because you have this time, it's kind of like the punishment.
It's
like the person that goes on the vacation and they can't relax.
Partially. I think that has something to do with it.
Okay.
I don't know, but there is a lot of anxiety that comes with being unemployed.
That's okay. Your unemployment runs out when?
End of January.
And it's so you got 3 more months.
End of October.
Are you freaking out?
No, not really.
Why?
Because I do kind of feel like I could always go back to Kinko's or something.
Yeah.
And I know that I could.
But you wouldn't be happy doing that.
No. But, I mean, I gotta make money somehow.
That is true. That is true. But you're not worried at all that you're just gonna get in a rut. Maybe you're gonna be at Kinko's for 10 years.
That worries me slightly.
You'll be pushing 40 at Kinko's with never starting a band,
right?
Never working on a book.
Yeah. Well, I do kind of. Okay. Here's another thing actually that I thought about the one night that I freaked out and quit the job. At least if I worked at Kinko's, everybody else that I work with would also think the job is bullshit. Whereas working in an office...
So you
office,
want to be surrounded by like-minded individuals that don't challenge each other?
No, it's not that. It's just that when you work in an office, everybody takes it so seriously.
I think you need to meet the right people.
Well, that might be it. Maybe I just haven't found it yet.
Yeah.
But that's been my experience so far. It's like everybody's like, this is my career. I'm doing God's fucking work.
I don't think that many people thought they were on God's calling selling advertising for a real estate company. I think you're blown a little bit out of proportion.
A little bit, perhaps. But
you're not feeding anyone or clothing anyone.
No.
You're not even providing the shelter. You're selling to provide the shelter to the guy that's providing the shelter.
Yeah, I mean, that's another part of why I don't want to do it anymore.
So you just don't... So maybe you are... Why did you... How long have you thought you're an anarchist? We've never talked about this. You mentioned it about 20 minutes ago.
I know exactly and I kinda let it slip by. When I became an anarchist.
And that would be?
When I read People's History of the United States.
Okay. You sound like a NoFX song right now.
But no, I mean, reading that book, it just really presents a lot of clear, factual examples of how the government's been fucking us over ever since the beginning.
I'm sorry, I gotta laugh at you. No, I was a political science major.
Sure, well, I'm just an amateur.
No, I'm not. Yeah, that means I took like 3 more classes than you.
But no, and like, so I've had various people throughout my life try to be like, oh, I'm an anarchist and argue with me about it. Again, I think... Mm-hmm. Being a philosophy major, I like to argue about things. And I always argued them. I was like,
yes,
anarchy,
you do like to argue.
Yes. Anarchy is stupid. How can you trust people to do good things if you just leave them to their own devices? You know, government's great. It provides us all these things, whatever. But reading that book, it was just you know, so clear to me that the government is not, for example, they only gave blacks the right to vote when, you know, they started to feel a sense of rebellion coming from the blacks. Same thing with women, stuff like that.
Yeah.
It's not because they feel that these people deserve it. It's to shut them up.
Okay, so how has the government personally hurt you? In one way.
Well, I've got a lot of student loans.
You have a lot of student loans. So yes. Because you have student loans that you chose to take out.
Well, a lot of other countries, they subsidize that
and
sort
the taxes
of thing.
Are a lot higher.
That's true.
Okay.
Well, actually, I don't know about that.
They are.
Well.
Yes.
I mean, somewhere like Japan, for example, the tax is like 10% of your income.
Okay. And in Japan, they would pay your unemployment for 6 months.
I think they'd probably pay it longer.
Really?
Actually.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure they
that's
would.
It. I well, think it's kind of funny that right now the person benefiting most from the government is against the government.
Well, I mean, just in general. I mean, they've done a lot of shady things.
It's completely true.
You know, but anyway, that was when I started saying I was an anarchist, at least.
Okay, so you're saying you're an anarchist.
Yeah, I think so.
You think so? Why? But just because the government fucks people over.
Partially.
So I mean, your ideal world would
ideally,
be...
Ideally, okay, that's a very good way to say it. Ideally, I would think, you know, people live sort of in communes or communities
really?
Of like-minded
you
people.
You hate everyone.
But that's the thing. I would live with people that I liked. It's just an ideal world. In an ideal world, I wouldn't hate anybody.
Okay. The ideal world that you can create up with the exact same... you're going into it today.
Okay.
So you're going to wake up tomorrow and this is what's going to happen.
Well,
you have you're not a different person.
Okay.
You're still Kevin Maguire. You have the exact same feelings you went into from the night before.
Sure.
Go.
Well, I would probably get away from a lot of people.
Okay.
I would probably get out of Chicago.
Where would you go?
I don't know exactly, but not here.
City, country?
Not medium-sized city, probably.
So, Louisville, Kentucky.
Sure. Sounds great.
Okay. See, why would you go to Louisville, Kentucky?
Well,
or anywhere?
Better than Chicago, I think.
But why?
I think that in Chicago, because there's so much infrastructure here and money and things like that, would probably a lot of looting and violence.
Oh, so you're leaving for safety's sake.
Well, I think the way you described it.
No. Okay. Let's take the rules back.
Okay.
You're going to wake up and it's in a totally new world. It's essentially like...
But I'm the same.
You're the same. Okay. It's like Eternal Sunshine.
Okay.
No, that doesn't make sense. It's the opposite. Okay. it's like Aladdin or something. It's a whole new fucking world for you.
Okay.
You wake up.
Okay.
You're in Bizarro Earth. You're on Bizarro Earth. Sure. You wake up in Chicago.
Chicago, I'd like to stay here.
Everything is fine, except it's thou, your form of government. Go.
Well, okay. What I would do... Honestly, I don't really think it would be that different.
Okay, so come on.
Because I think the way I try to operate my life, I find, you know, I go around places and there are people that are interesting to me. I start talking to them. Maybe it takes a little bit longer for me than other people. But, you know, then you hang out with them.
Okay.
You know, and they become your friends, you know, and you sort of, that's your reality.
Okay.
Those are the people you know.
How could you make... But that's not really different than your reality now.
That's what I'm saying. It's not that different. But
so how could it be better as an anarchist if it's an anarchist society?
Because, you know, I don't know. The thing is, I don't like to break a whole lot of laws. I mean, there certainly would be certain groups of people that, you know, rape's fine, drugs are fine. You know, I don't really think I would care to live in that world.
Okay.
But, I don't know, it really wouldn't be that different. I just, you know, there wouldn't be cops running... their sirens just to get through red lights.
So your biggest problem, your one example of why you're pro-anarchy, are cops running red lights.
Every time I see that, it pisses me off.
That's fine. That's the best example.
It's not the best example.
Well, give me the best.
It's a very everyday example.
Give me the best. Give me the most important reason.
Well, we wouldn't have had a war in Iraq.
No, can't live retroactively. We would be attacked all the fucking time if we didn't have an army.
You really think so?
If you're the money capital of
we
everyone.
The reason we got attacked is because we're in people's shit.
Yeah, okay? Exactly.
And if we're not going to be in people's shit because there's no government as an entity.
But we're in people's shit in terms of finances.
In terms of finances.
Yes.
Well, the thing is, there wouldn't be... It would basically be everybody taking care of themselves.
We'd be like the Native Americans again, and fucking Canadians would be the Americans and fucking raping and pillaging. We'd have smallpox, dude.
Sounds great.
By the way, I love Canada. I've been there, I think, like 4 hours with Kelsey. It was awesome.
4 hours. Where'd you go?
We went to a casino. But we were in the northern tip. We didn't go to the Detroit casino.
Okay.
The UP. Where's the UP?
I don't know what that one is, honestly.
Like, you know what I'm talking about, though?
Yeah, I know where the UP is.
So if you're doing the hand at home,
yeah,
it would be the middle finger and the ring finger. Is that right?
Yeah.
The UP is, like, so, here?
Yeah, well, yeah, that's probably here? Sault Ste. Marie.
Sure. That's okay. I have no fuck. We went to a casino.
Okay.
I was winning, and then Kelsey and I listened to Alkaline Trio, so she put it all on black because the song told her to.
And you guys lost.
She rode high for two spins and then all fucking gone. I think it was actually green, too. It wasn't even red.
All right. Green and black? Green and black? Weird.
Well, yeah, it was black, green. Hmm. So no one really won, yeah. Except somebody won big. That's how you get rich and quick. It's true. It's a fact. This reminds, you just said in your anarchist society, you wake up, you're happy, you're hanging out with friends.
Yeah.
You share ideas. But the other night, you told me that your favorite friends are the ones you can influence.
Sure.
Those. Okay. Why?
Well, again, I think a lot of that has to do with my lack of influence in my career.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's like I've got a friend who trusts me.
Yeah.
I like that friend.
Would, if he says something to you, do you take it more to heart than another friend?
Yeah, definitely.
Because it's a give and take. You don't just want to boss people around.
No, absolutely not. But for one, also, the particular person I'm talking about, I've been friends with him since 8th grade. So
you already established a relationship and trust and all that wonderful stuff. He just moved from Michigan, too.
Yeah, he did.
And he found out bad news today. The apartment.
That wasn't today.
Oh, whatever.
But
I found out today.
You found out today. Yeah, he has to move. He has only been here for like 2 months.
That sucks.
Yeah, he couldn't keep the apartment. They wouldn't allow him to have it.
Because he's subleasing.
And then they applied to keep the apartment after the sublease, and they wouldn't let him.
Oh, that sucks.
Well, I have to help him move. That kind of sucks.
That really sucks.
Yeah, on Halloween.
They got to move in like a week? They have to move like...
Tomorrow?
Seriously?
Yeah.
Where?
They're moving somewhere a little bit farther west.
Did they find a place?
Yeah, they have a place.
That was fast.
This is like 2 months ago they had to find it. But
oh, they found out 2 months ago. Oh, okay.
It's been a little while. I don't know how long.
I was going to say, that would be crazy.
Yeah, no. So I have to help him move, and I helped him move in. It was only 3 months ago, but he is my best friend. So. You know.
Where are they moving?
I don't know exactly. I mean, they live right now in Logan Square.
Which, if you don't know Chicago, it's getting bohemian. Yeah. Probably one of the most bohemian cities or neighborhoods in the city.
Art school kids there.
It's I think it's like 10 miles northwest of the Loop. The Loop is where the Sears Tower and all that great stuff is. And the Bean and the Obama rally.
Yeah.
And where are they moving?
They're moving 6 blocks west of there is all I know. So probably still technically Logan Square.
Oh, that's not bad.
No.
Really close to there. That's good.
Yeah.
Okay. So you currently live with my friend Doug and a new roommate.
Alex. Yes.
That's fun. How do you like living with Doug?
Living with Doug is a fun time.
Fucking awesome time. I live with Doug. We have a relationship. We're in a special club. I lived with Doug 2 years ago in Pilsen.
In Chicago.
In Chicago, which is the south side. It's like an 80% Hispanic neighborhood, which is also getting bohemian
because
all the hipsters are moving there.
Well, Logan Square is mostly Hispanic beforehand, so interesting how that works out.
Yep. So Doug is fun.
Yeah.
Doug likes to live life to the fullest.
He does.
I still wouldn't describe him as an anarchist.
I don't think he is an anarchist.
Because we both believe in machine politics, and if you pay the right people, it's awesome. Okay, so the whole point that we can talk about thus far is you don't have a position employment, but that's okay.
Yeah.
Because you're kind of okay with that.
I am, yeah.
For now. You want to live in an anarchist society.
Because
you don't appreciate your unemployment.
No, I do appreciate it.
I think you're lying.
But you know what? The anarchist thing, we actually never got to finish talking about it. In an ideal world.
Well, because I dismissed you a long time ago.
Sure,
so.
Right.
No.
Crazy. Okay. No, in an ideal world, that's how I think it should be. But we're not living in an ideal world.
Okay.
So this is sort of the best of what we have to deal with.
Okay, if you could live in any country,
Any country. Wow. I really don't know the answer to that.
Okay. If you could live in any city in the U.S., where would you live?
Well, I do want to say it wouldn't be in the U.S. I know that. Somewhere in Europe.
Why? Well, where? I mean, it's different country to country.
I don't know. I would say maybe, you know, England or...
Have you been there?
I've never been. That's the thing. I don't know. That's why I really don't know the answer, because I've never been there. But it just seems better than here.
Government's pretty similar.
Yeah?
Yeah.
They govern?
They do govern. And they're full of mints.
Yes.
Okay.
I don't really know, but I don't think it would be here. There's a lot of really idiotic, stupid religious people here.
Yeah, because that's in no other country. Well, it's less than every country.
Yeah,
actually.
I mean, apparently...
Well, most of any country.
The reason I mentioned England is apparently if you say you're religious and you're running for prime minister or something like that, that's usually a bad
thing. Well, Tony Blair actually became Catholic while he was in the end of his term in office. Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah, so that's true.
Huh.
Whatever. I'm not moving. I've got the money.
Yeah.
And I love Chicago because I think in Chicago you don't really have to be religious. You have to belong to a parish.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean shit. Do you really think Obama's religious? I don't.
I don't think so at all.
And it's wonderful.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, I heard him say God bless you to somebody on TV today or something like that.
Yeah, God bless America.
Or, no, he said he'll pray for you.
No, he didn't say that. He said God bless
He said that
America.
To a woman on his little infomercial. He
said, I'll pray for you. When the woman's kid was going off to war. So what?
I just thought it was funny because I have always had the thought that he's just saying he's religious to get the votes. So I heard him say that, and maybe this.
But to me, that's kind of like saying good luck, but in a nicer, fancier way.
Yeah, probably. I mean, a lot of people tell me they're praying for my mother because my mother's really
sick.
There
you go. See, that's not. You're not like, fuck you, man.
No, I'm like, thanks, you know.
Yeah, exactly. That's all it is.
But I don't say it. You know,
you don't
have
to say it.
Well, he did, is what I'm saying.
So what?
I just noted it. I'm like, I'll have to remember that he said that.
Why?
I don't know.
For your book that you're not writing? Come on, man.
Yeah. Maybe just have a drunken conversation with somebody at the Hungry Brain.
There you go. Do you feel like I harp on you too much?
No, actually. I like it because it seems like you take more of an interest in my life than I do sometimes. But
I
certainly
treat you like Ditka.
Yes, I like that.
There
I need
go.
A coach.
I think I told you, when Kelsey was away for 4 days,
yeah.
I just yelled at you.
It was good. It was motivating.
I actually wore a hat, too, like Tom Landry, and a Ditka mustache. It was the best
coach. The mustache was pretty awesome.
She doesn't like it.
Yeah, I know.
She said I looked awful. All right, so this is from the kid's book of, this is the last part.
Okay.
This is from the kid's book of question, Gregory Stock, PhD, and you get to pick a number between 1 and 260.
125.
125. If you could either be the most attractive, the most athletic, or the smartest kid in your class, which would you choose?
What are we talking about if I was a kid?
No.
Right now?
I'm just asking you the question. You can pick. If you could be either the most attractive, the most athletic,
all right,
or the smartest kid in your class, which would you choose?
I think I would probably pick attractive.
Yeah. Why?
Well, because I've had the smart thing for a little while. Not going anywhere. I'd like to feel... I would like to feel what it's like to be extraordinarily attractive.
Oh, that's... You're a good-looking man.
Well, whatever. I feel like if I was the most attractive person, I've never experienced that. I would like to.
I want
to
know if attractive means, like, beauty's in the eye of the beholder, or if it's like, you get to look like Gary Cooper. You know what I mean? Or if it's like, you get to look like Clint Eastwood, and you never have to work out.
Yeah.
That's
how I take the question.
Yeah, well, the attractive can mean face.
Right.
Face only.
Face only.
You still got to, like, not be obese and not, like, you have to shower and, like, groom.
That wasn't in the bar.
That's what I'm saying. These questions, they're tricky.
Yeah.
Thank you for being on the show.
Thanks.
You've been listening to You, Me, Them, Everybody. We're going to close out with Daniel Knox.
life's a budding flower when you're the one in power, but nobody knows why the public chose men without a past. It looks like a beautiful doomsday. What I would not give to hear you say goodbye. Savages with nothing left to live for. Can't get a favor if you ask it of your neighbor. Oh no, not so fast. Who is he you ask? Man without a past. Same solitaire where you seldom see the joker. Boo hoo, commuter to and fro, so mediocre. Smiling complacent. A past. It looks like a tear.